This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia now says at least 93 are dead, with 145 or more injured in a raid at a concert hall.
Russian officials say several assailants sprayed the crowd with gunfire and set fire to the venue. The attack targeted the Crocus City Hall, a large music venue on the city's western edge. The attack took place as crowds gathered for a performance by the famous Russian rock band Picnic.
That's AP correspondent Norman Hall. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack in a statement posted on affiliated channels on social media. A U.S. intelligence official tells the Associated Press that U.S. intelligence agencies had learned the group's branch in Afghanistan was planning an attack in Moscow and shared the information with Russian officials. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday that an offensive on the southern Gaza city of Rafah would risk further isolating Israel and damage its long-term security. More from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Secretary of State Blinken told reporters Friday that the U.S. shares Israel's goal of defeating Hamas, but he said the ground operation in Rafah is not, in our judgment, the way to achieve it.
A major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
Speaking as he departed Israel, Blinken said he had candid conversations, referring to meetings with officials, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The UN's Migration Agency has expressed alarm over the discovery of a mass grave containing the bodies of at least 65 migrants in the deserts of western Libya. Earlier in the week, Libya's Criminal Investigation Authority reported the grave had been in about 350 kilometers south of the capital. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate has passed a $1.2 trillion package to spending bills that pushes any new threats of a government shutdown into the fall. The bill now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Prospects for a short-term government shutdown appear to grow Friday evening after Republicans and Democrats battled over proposed amendments to the bill. But shortly before midnight, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced a breakthrough. The House had approved the package of spending bills earlier in the day, but more House Republicans voted against that measure than for it. The United Nations Security Council Friday turned down a resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and an Israel-Hamas hostage deal after Russia and China vetoed the measure proposed by the United States. More from Reuters' Emma Jelly.
U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Security Council that the two nations had cynical and petty reasons, saying they opposed the resolution simply because it was penned by the U.S. and criticized both countries for not condemning Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Russian Ambassador Vasily Nebenzia said the resolution was exceedingly politicized and contained an effective green light for Israel to mount a military operation in Rafah. Zhang Jun, China's ambassador, said the U.S. resolution fell short of expectations by only setting preconditions for a ceasefire and echoed Russia's comments. The U.S. has wanted any Security Council support for a ceasefire to be linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas in Gaza, vetoing three previous ceasefire resolutions put forward by the Council. Friday was the first time Washington had backed a text with the word ceasefire in it, reflecting a toughening of the Biden administration's stance toward Israel.
That is Reuters' Emma Jelly reporting. There is a growing risk of conflict over water resources as climate change takes hold, according to the United Nations, which is marking World Water Day, or marked it on Friday. Meanwhile, the aid agency Oxfam has accused global corporations of grabbing water from poorer countries to boost profits, as Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
As the United Nations marks World Water Day on Friday, it's estimated that 2.2 billion people live without safely managed drinking water. UN scientists say roughly half of the world's population is experiencing severe water scarcity for at least part of the year, with poorer nations in the global south or developing countries the most affected. In a new report, the aid agency Oxfam accuses major global corporations of grabbing and polluting vital water resources.